if we become what we think about, and most people tend to think negative thoughts over positive ones, and that's what expands, how do we start changing these negative thoughts into positive ones or ones of possibility?
First of all, one has to believe that they can actually change their reality through changing their thinking. And my experience in the world is most people are set in their ways and set in their thinking. And so, if you think about Abraham Lincoln's great quote, people are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. And if they've made their mind up already that, hey, I'm not into that positive mental attitude crap, and that's a bunch of jive and Pollyanna thinking, then guess what? That person is going to stay the same, and they're going to reject any notion that positive thinking might actually change their reality. Now, I describe myself in all seriousness as a formerly shy, low self-esteem, underachiever with a bad attitude. In other words, Dan, I was a normal Chicago kind of guy. And this was through my 20s and into my 30s. Now, through the grace of God, and I really do thank God for this blessing, I began to read books like Think and Grow Rich, listen to audio programs from Nightingale Conant, and by the way, the quote, we become what we think about, is directly from Earl Nightingale's The Strangest Secret audio, which if you've never listened to it, you can search it out on YouTube, Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. And again, I began to go to these personal development workshops, and I began to consider the possibility that I, Jim Rohrbach, could change my reality and go from being a negative, cynical person to a positive, confident achiever. Now, people that have met me in the last 15, 20 years have said, boy, you seem so confident. You're so upbeat. You really have a positive attitude. And I assure them it wasn't always the case. And again, I consider myself very normal, very average. I don't walk on water. I don't turn that water into wine. But I do realize that I need to work on my attitude, literally, on a daily basis. So I've developed for myself a daily morning ritual that I've done over the course of at least the last 15 years, in which I recite my mission statement, a number of positive affirmations, and then do a 5 to 10 minute meditation / visualization to start each and every day with a positive mental attitude. Now, this is before I look at any kind of media, the radio, the internet. I don't watch TV in the morning. I don't watch much TV at all. And this is the way I control my mindset every single day. So I like to say that I've created an AA group, an Affirmations Anonymous group, which is my recovery group for negaholics. You know how Alcoholics Anonymous has a saying, one day at a time? Yeah. Well, I use that for myself. I say, one day at a time, I've got to stay sober with success and a positive attitude. So again, I would never miss a day of this.